Yes, I'm going to talk. Success.
I think sometimes the iPad takes more time than the paper does. Anyway, hi all. Thank you for being here. There's no program. Sorry about that. That's on me. didn't get that together. So I thought I would at least let you know what's going on and what we're playing. We're going to be playing three pieces tonight. The first one by Ryan Carter, the second one by Mario Diaz de Leon, and the third one by Anna Weber. They all get woos. So this piece by Ryan Carter is we premiered about a year ago and have played it a few times since then, and it's been, yeah, we've really enjoyed playing the piece. And my favorite part of introducing this piece, which is called Frictionless Objects, is I asked Ryan, you know, do you have any notes on the piece so I can kind of tell people what it's about? And Ryan said, well, some of my pieces have program notes and some of them don't. And this one does not. So there we go. We're going to play Frictionless Objects by Ryan Carter. Thank you. We first premiered this piece on Wednesday, and since then it has gone through a couple changes, you know, composers. And so I think we can call this a new premiere. So let's call this a world premiere. Why not? Hey, you know. So we've been really enjoying this really meditative and beautiful piece that Mario Diaz de Leon wrote for us. And he also wrote to us. I like that. Wrote to us. It feels like he wrote it to us. Yeah. Anyway, this is called Tree of Life.
Thank you. Thank you. finish up.
We're going to play the oldest piece on the program. This is from 2022. We were super happy to get this piece from Anna Weber, and so happy about it that we wound up recording it and are coming out with a CD on April 25th on Cantaloupe Music. Yeah, thank you. And we liked it so much that we decided to call the CD the name of the piece. So the CD is called Adjust. The first single of it is actually out on Friday. So you can go listen to it again, because this is one of those pieces that's it's good to listen to a couple times, believe it or not. It's called Adjust, and the cool thing about this is that it's one of the first really big pieces that Anna's done in which she is not performing with the ensemble. So it was we're grateful to the trust that she handed us this music, but with that there was a lot of thinking about, okay, like how do I, am I gonna do this if I'm not there in the room to actually tell these guys what to do, right? So throughout this piece, there's a lot of kind of direction pointing and some things that lead towards improvisation, along with a lot of things that are completely written down as you would expect. And I think that adjustment of moving between those two worlds, the worlds of improvisation and the worlds of written music, is one of the reasons for the title. And the other, and this feels like forever ago now, actually, but the other reason behind the title was it was written during the kind of the period of the pandemic when we were starting to come back to our lives and we were seeing where they were based on the comparison to where they were 2 years before, right? And all of it, even though we're technically going back to where things were, felt quite different, in fact. And so that was also the adjustment that we were all going through at that time as well. And it feels like we're gonna just keep adjusting, aren't we, as time goes on. Anyway, just a quick thank you before we play. Oh, this piece is in five parts, so it's not always necessarily clear when each part starts next, but I'll just let you know that. And it's about 25 minutes, and it's the last thing we're gonna do. I wanna thank everyone here at Roulette for being so awesome as usual, and thank you for coming.